Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. How may I help you today?
Yes, I've been getting for the last 3 months or 2 or 3 months a charge on my account from this number. And I just talked to the lady, and she said it's for ordering a generator or some shit, and I did not order it, and I have not received anything.
Yeah, I can go ahead and look into that one moment. Okay, just one moment, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I do see that this account was initially created in response to a contest entry for a Craftsman generator. As the last agent explained, the initial price would have been $795. Do you recall entering any contest entry like that?
No, I do not.
Okay. If you do not recall entering the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation, and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't order the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and process a refund. Would you like me to proceed with that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and file this account under a fraudulent claim. We'll begin the fraud investigation, and I'll process the refunds as well. That would take 3 to 5 business days.
All right, will this be for all the 3 charges I've been charged for?
Yes, sir.
All right, do you know what the charges are?
Yes, sir, I can see the account.
Okay. Because one of them, 1021, was the first time it was charged. Or around that date.
Yes, sir, it would have been October the 19th.
Okay. And that was for $40, and then it was charged again on the 27th, and then again on September the 26th or the 27th.
Yes, sir. So the refunds will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Is there anything else you need help with?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.